The sound is WORFM New York.
And this is Roscoe in stereo on the go for you. And a reminder, too, about the Blues Project presenting their first New York concert at Town Hall Friday, May 5th at 8:30 p.m. That's right, the very Folkway recording stars will be in town for their first New York concert. Make sure you get your tickets now. Only a few left. And you'll hear great selections from all their albums, including their latest projections. And, of course, at Cafe Agogo, upstairs, the Mothers of Invention. Downstairs, Dave Van Ronk. Coming June 1st through June 11th at Cafe Agogo. Downstairs, The Grateful Dead. Cafe Agogo, 152 Bleecker, in the heart of Greenwich Village. The Mine Line number is SP74530. That's SP74530. Cafe Agogo. And catch the Blues Project in concert for the first time in New York Friday, May 8th, or rather May 5th. Keep that date in mind. May 5th at 8:30 p.m. Tickets are on sale at Town Hall.
Sit yourself down.
The Trade Winds.
And think of what you'd like to do today.
Take a mind excursion. Just a
mind excursion. The Trade Winds. I guess that'll be here forever. And we played that for Linda Jane Scarabino because we couldn't find Catch Me in the Meadow by the Trade Winds. We couldn't find it. And inasmuch as she had mentioned in her very beautiful letter that she was a fan of Pete Andreoli and Vinnie Poncia, the gentleman who wrote Mind Excursion, we thought we'd play that for you. Mind Excursion, The Trade Winds, for Linda Jane Scarabino. And thanks for the beautiful letter. Here's a spoonful of love from the Lovin' Spoonfuls. 6 o'clock.
There's something special about 6 o'clock in the morning when it's still too early to mind.
Six o'clock, the spoonful at 1:05. Here's Bob Dylan, the leopard skin pill box hat.
Well, I see you got your brand new leopard skin pillbox hat.
Yeah. Bob Dylan, your leopard skin pillbox hat at 1:07. Did you get that, huh? Your leopard skin pillbox hat. And he just wants to know how your head feels under something like that. And what did he say? He says balances on your head like a mattress balances on a bottle of wine. And can't you just see her in that leopard skin pillbox hat? And I want to tell you something. She goes to the grocery store with it. Oh, yeah, you find her in the supermarket with it. You find her in the supermarket with it. And then the next morning, you might find her even going to church in it. See? And she loves that leopard skin pillbox hat. And doctor says I shouldn't see her because it was bad for your health, he said. And I finally found out what he was putting down because I found out he was seeing you instead. See? And everything was all right until I found him with that thing on top of his head, your leopard skin pillbox hat. See? And doesn't she look lovely in that leopard skin pillbox hat? Oh, she's saying something. She's swinging. What a righteous bird.
The other day, after getting off my gig, my job, I was on my way home, and the hawk was pretty mean. So I thought I would stop into the neighborhood bar and get me a little nip to help me on my way.
A little girl, yeah.
Lou Rawls, and of course she can wear the leopard skin pillbox hat. Yeah, I don't mind. She can wear that leopard skin pillbox hat. Just give me a little girl who can sock it to me. Eh? a righteous woman. A righteous woman. Eh? That's the eternal plea. That's the eternal plea. And the eternal cop-out? The Eternal Cop-Out? Here we go again. Ray Charles, and here we go again. Yeah, she'll break my heart again, but I'll play the part again. So here we go again. At 16 past one on grade 98. Here's Richie Haven, High Flying Bird.
A high flying bird flying way up in the sky.
Yeah. Got those sit down, can't cry, oh Lord, gonna die blues. Richie Havens, High Flying Woman.
Hi, this is Johnny Michaels. And like I always say, there's nothing like a drive through our city or a walk along the parks. And there's nothing like enjoying the sights either. And they can be enjoyed that much more if we all do our part by watching where we discard the unwanted items. One simple sentence: don't be a litter bug. Keep the city beautiful.
And I'll add to make you glad that you hear Johnny Michaels every day on Great 98 from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Simon and Garfunkel, A Most Peculiar Man.
He was a most peculiar man.
Oh, and what was so peculiar about him? What was so peculiar about him? Do you say that so that you don't say that you're peculiar? He was not a peculiar man. Not at all. Not at all. And if you had looked closely, if you didn't look at him, see, if you had looked closely at him, you would have found, yes, you would have found you. You would have found you. And maybe that's what you saw. Maybe you did see you in him. And so what did you do? You said, oh, but he's very peculiar. Hey, because he lived within himself? Oh, count the moments. You just count the moments when you've had to retreat to yourself. You had to retreat to yourself. And you called him peculiar? He was not peculiar. Not at all. Not at all. And you see him walking down the street and you hear the heels clicking on the pavement. And you say, oh, a most peculiar man. Most peculiar man. Because he hasn't felt the grass beneath his feet. He only feels the concrete. See, he only feels the concrete. And so isn't he peculiar? Isn't he? He doesn't know what the grass is, the blades of grass that trickle between his toes and tickle the bottoms of his feet. Oh, no. Oh, no, he would never know that. And that makes that, he's a very peculiar man. He's a very peculiar man. And he knows. He really knows. He really knows. And you're saying he's peculiar because you don't want to say you're peculiar. See? And maybe while his heels were clicking against the pavement, maybe he was on his way to Central Park. Man, he was going to kick his shoes off, and he was going to take off his socks, and he was going to do a ballet, and he was going to pirouette, see, on the grass. Oh, and he was going to feel the grass beneath his feet. He was going to dance. He was going to dance. Not peculiar at all. And no, she's not peculiar. Twiggy? No, she's not peculiar. Not at all. And how many times have you said, oh, what a peculiar thing. Twiggy is quite peculiar. Oh, no. Haven't you seen the tears in Twiggy's eyes? Haven't you seen those tears? Taste them. Taste them. It's the same salt. The same salt. And look at the smile. And did you hear the giggle? Huh? How many times have you? And not peculiar at all. No, she's not peculiar. She's you. She's you. And every time you say, a most peculiar man, a most peculiar man, look closely. Look closely. It's you. It's you. A motor. He died last Saturday. He turned on the gas and he just went to sleep with the windows closed. So he'd never wake up. And all the people said, what a shame that he's dead. But of a most peculiar man. Because he died. Oh, get in line. Get in line. Because April, oh, come she will. She will. May, she will stay. June, oh, she'll change her tune. July, and she will fly. Oh, how she'll fly, like the high-flying bird. And August, oh, die she must. Die she must. And watch the leaves. Watch the leaves. See? And it's not so sudden. It's not so sudden as you would think. It's not so sudden. And they just float. They just float to the earth. And that's a true death. See, that's a true death. And oh, listen to the sound of the word. Listen to the sound of the word. Death. Death. So suppose it was live. Suppose, would it sting as much? Suppose the word was live. It would sting as much. Oh, and that's because so afraid, huh? So afraid. So afraid. Shouldn't there be an anxiety? Shouldn't there be an anxiety? See? Oh, it's unknown. It's unknown. But what happened to that curiosity? What happened to that curiosity? Oh, what happened to that curiosity? It's no longer there. Or replaced by fear. Be curious. Be curious. See? Reach in the corner. See? And you've piled so much in that corner, too. But reaching at you, those are the things that you said, later. I'll get to it later. I'll thresh the wheat. And I'll plant the corn. I'll plant the seed. But later, though. And I'll just pile it up in my corner until later. And then suddenly I realize. And I hope when I run to my corner, I won't be surprised. And there, oh, I'm almost short of breath. And oh, I reach in and I feel something. I feel it. Oh, it's the hand of death. And now, am I afraid or am I curious? What happened to that curiosity? What happened to that curiosity?